I picked up my 14-year-old son the other day and I offered to buy him a cheeseburger, but he turned me down. Immediately, I thought he was sick. I asked him if he's feeling okay. Do you have a stomachache? But he said, no, Daddy. I just ate a bag of barbecue potato chips. Oh, you see, he filled up on junk food. And a lot of times, Christians are not hungry for the spiritual sustenance of God because we too fill up on junk.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad you could join us today on Truth and Fact, and isn't the Word of God good? And I pray that God would speak to your heart today. We are in Psalm 105, a great psalm, and I want to read a few scriptures here. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Do you hear a common denominator in these? That's right, my friend, the word seek. He is encouraging us to seek the presence of God. This psalmist would burst forth with praise. Notice verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. But what caught my attention was verse 4. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. Or we could say, seek His presence continually. Yes, that is it. That's the answer. This one thing I know is that it's God's will for us to continually seek the presence of His face, to pursue God. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday or your midweek service, but all the time, every day, at home or at work, while you're driving down the road in your car. Seek the presence of God. You know what that means, my friend? It's a person who has a heart for the Lord. It's a person who is hungry for more of God or the presence of the Lord in their life. I don't believe that we could ever be too hungry for God. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. This verse is conditional. In other words, those that will be filled are those that are hungry, those that are thirsty for what? For righteousness, for God, for His presence, for the Lord. A lot of people call themselves Christians, but there's no hunger in their heart for God. They don't have any hunger pains for spiritual things, for the Lord, for His presence, for His word. In fact, some people that call themselves Christians don't have enough spiritual hunger pains to even make it to church on Sunday morning. My friend, something is wrong with that. God delights in His people delighting in Him. You know, my son is 14 years old, my youngest, and the other day I took him out and I offered to buy him a cheeseburger, but he turned me down. Can you believe that? A 14-year-old turning down a cheeseburger. And so I immediately asked him, are you feeling okay? Are you sick? Do you have a stomachache? Is something wrong? He says, well, no, Dad. He said, but before you picked me up, I ate a whole bunch of barbecue chips. Oh, that's right. In other words, he filled up on junk food. And perhaps there's a lot of people that are not hungry for the spiritual sustenance of God or spiritual things or the bread of life or manna that falls from heaven because we too are filling up on junk food ourselves. And we miss out on God. God spreads a banqueting table for you and I to eat, to receive, to be nourished by Him. But a lot of times we turn it down because we filled ourselves up on other things. And my friend, we're the ones that miss out. I pray that you would ask God to put in your heart that hunger, that desire for more of Him and His presence for your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.